Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klalches, and we learned Simeon Beis, where the Chayyadim presented his shita about the level of Chiyuv that a woman has. We left off. We would like to discuss the approach of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's approach, which follows the approach of many, many poskim, is that the Igur Din is women are Chayyav and Havdalah, and therefore a woman can say Havdalah without a concern, even without relying on the argument of a mitzvah to say that women can be mechayev themselves in a bracha. This is very important for people from who follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch in general, that halacha that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's potter on is only true according to the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, one cannot do so. So a woman who follows the Shulchan Aruch, a Sephardi woman, will not make a bracha on a lulav, will not make a bracha on Svira. But they can make a bracha on Havdalah because we pass in the Derchayim. Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva like that, that he points out the Ikar Pesach is that women are Chayim and Havdalah, and women are able to say the bracha of Havdalah even without relying on the leniency of the shita that one can make a bracha on a mitzvah that they're potter. So women are Chayim and Havdalah. If we have a choice between a man who was already Yotzei, which according to this, since women are chayiv, a man can be mitzvah to the woman. We have a choice between the woman doing it herself and the man saying it for her. In that situation, the Mishnah Berurah agrees with that the man should not be mitzvah her. The woman should say it herself. As opposed to the chayim saying that she can't do it herself or without relying on that shita. The chayim says the man can't be mitzvah her, period. Because of the suffix, Mishnah Berurah is not a suffix. Really, meeker than a man can be mitzi her, but still better for her to do it herself. Now, there is a minig which is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reis Arivav, that women do not drink from the wine of Havdalah. The various different reasons are given why that's so. Api Kabbalah, Api Nigla, Api Nister, but there is such a minig. So, how does that play out over here? So, we have it. If she says the Havdalah herself, she's going to be drinking the Havdalah herself, or she could have a man be mitzi her. We pass the Mikra Adin, a woman can say herself, and therefore the man could be mitzi her Mikra Adin. So maybe it's better that the man should be mitzi her, even though he was ready yotze. So even so, we still prefer the woman should say it herself, and the minhag doesn't apply in a scenario where the woman is saying Havdalah herself, that the woman is allowed to drink. Let's say a situation where the husband says Havdalah, but he has limitations on consumption and he can't drink while they're looking of the Havdalah. So the woman can drink the Havdalah in that situation. If a person would, under these circumstances, would prefer a woman, because she's so scared about the minhag, she's uncomfortable drinking, because of the minhag, women do not drink, she wants to use Chamar Medina instead. So there are multiple poskim which allow the woman to use Chamar Medina. She will say the dollar herself, but instead of saying it on wine or grape juice, she would say it as something which is a valid chamar medina. I'm going to guess that probably the woman does not want to say it on beer. So we mentioned some other liquids which are potentially available. Tea or coffee, which have been flavored, sweetened, so something which you would be comfortable serving a guest, would be a valid option. Again, this is not the chatchila. The chatchila woman, the person should make it over yayin, and the woman should drink the wine. It's not a problem. Really, it's preferable to try to explain to the woman that's not a problem. But if the woman is still uncomfortable, she can rely on using chamar medina. So, the Mishnah Berurah again holds that the woman are chayiv, and really, mikra that a man can be mitzi her, but there is an advantage of the woman saying it herself in that situation instead of the man being mitzi her if the man was ready yotze. Even if a woman women are chayiv and Havdalah, means they cannot do malacha until they say Havdalah, or at least say Baruch Hamav Levin Kaddish Lachol, and on Shabbos going into Yom Tov, Baruch Hamav Levin Kaddish Lachol, before they do any malacha, because they have a chayiv Havdalah. If they would have no chayiv Havdalah, they would not be mechayiv to say Baruch Hamav Levin either, but since they have a chayiv Havdalah, they have to say Baruch Hamav Levin before they do any malacha. Women are asur to eat. Since they have a chiyuv of Havdalah, they can't eat before Havdalah, they can't drink before Havdalah, with the exception of water, as we mentioned before. Have a good day.